You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's called No Filter Friday. It's where we open up the phones and you can call in, talk about anything you want. Tell us what's going on in your world. You can ask any question that you want. We answer something like 95% of all questions.
Yeah, we're pretty good about that. I'm not real happy right now, though. Like, two people bailed out.
Oh,
I want
no.
at least two more phone calls. Two people hung up. They got scared. I want two more.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Got a call now. We are definitely going to be talking with Emily and Jamie. Emily was first one in. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
What's up, Em?
What's going on?
I'm
going to put her on hold.
Oh, boy.
Josh, will you get with Emily and get her phone in a good spot because she keeps cutting out and breaking up? Let's, in the meantime, talk to Jamie. Jamie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
There she is. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, we're going to a show at Red Rocks on Sunday, the Josh Groban.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, and then another one actually Saturday night, but I cannot remember who it was. Maybe Black Keys or something?
At Red Rocks?
I thought Black Keys were already here.
Uh-oh, you might have missed that one.
I think I'm getting the wrong one. I'd have to look. My husband buys concert tickets, like a million of them, and I can never keep it all straight. So
he likes the live music, huh?
Yes, and sometimes I don't have any idea who it is. I'm like, okay.
I need to know who's playing there tonight because it's on our to-do list this weekend. We're taking our kids up to Red Rocks to run the stairs on Saturday morning, so I need to know what cleanup is going to be like. You know,
if there's going to be puke all over all the seats.
Like,
and
I feel like if Josh Groban was playing tonight, we'd be pretty safe going there tomorrow.
Right.
But if it is like Metallica or something, I don't really want to go up there tomorrow.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun. Really, that's such a great venue.
What else is going on in your world?
Oh, I was just laughing because my son's in his final, he's going to go into his final year at college in Grand Junction. And we have been, you know, he left his room basically, you know, the same as it's been. And we had to turn it into a guest room finally because we have an extra bed that was in the office and there just wasn't enough space. And we've got two guests coming out, so we decided, you know what, his mattress is old. You know, he had to buy a new one anyway. We're going to throw that away, you know, whatever. So we're clearing the room out, and I'm, you know, cleaning the walls off and trying to go through clothes that he left behind. Because at this point, he hasn't seen these clothes in, you know, over a year because he's staying, you know, working up there this summer. And I'm sending him pictures, you know, do you want this? Do you want this? What about this thing on your wall? And he's like, are you disassembling my room? And I was like, well, we've been kind of warning you, you know, we're going to do this. And so I'm like, you know, trying to ease him into this idea of like, you're going to get an apartment when you graduate, like on your own. And what do you see in your apartment? And then he's like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to like send him some like links to like potential apprenticeship jobs and potential apartments. You know, I just like want him to start thinking about it, you know, that this is like, it's coming, you know, the time is coming. So I got rid of a, you know, bunch of stuff and cleaned it all out. And then I like sent him like pictures and he's like, oh my God, it's so girly.
Turning it into a sewing room.
That's great.
It's girly now. And I was like, oh no, you know, and it's like, okay. So I just,
you know,
like,
it is a, if you think about it, Jamie, it is a rite of passage. You know, when that room gets turned into the guest room.
Right.
And we're about to go through that, too, because my stepdaughter is on the verge of moving out. And so I just know she's going to come back and she's going to see what we do with that room. And she's going to be like, oh, that's my room. And like, no, it's we just
your room.
Use that room.
Yeah.
You know, you've been a squatter for the last few years, basically. So
I know, and
get
I
out.
You still sleep in there. I go, you'll sleep in there. You know, when you come back for holidays, I was like, it'll just feel a little different.
Oh my God,
you know,
he'll survive. Oh my God.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jamie, thank you so much for a fun phone call. We hope you have
you're
a great weekend at whatever concerts you're going to.
Whatever
okay.
I'm going to. Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling your boys in the morning. We appreciate that. Did we get Emily in a good spot? Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sorry about that, boys.
It's all right.
No worries. It happens.
A little wonky at times.
It happens.
It happens. What's going on with you? What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm honestly almost to work, finishing out the work week. The big thing that's going on in my world is planning for my wedding coming up, which my fiance's HR department almost ruined yesterday evening.
Why? What happened?
They put in the wrong dates for his request off when he started the position a few months ago. Needless to say, it was rectified this morning, but I was not happy.
Yeah, what if they had dug in their heels and said sorry?
They can't do that.
No, they can't do that.
Yeah.
How much is this wedding costing you?
We budgeted about $15,000 for the whole thing. And
good
we're
for
actually,
you.
And how's it looking?
We're actually pretty good in on the budget. It actually is not here in Colorado, which I think sort of helps. It's in a cheaper state.
That's right around what we paid for our wedding, if I recall. It was right around $15,000.
Yeah, about the same with us. Yeah. What state are you? What cheap state are you going to?
I am getting married back in Kentucky, which is where I was raised.
Great chicken. Yeah.
Bourbon. Oh, great bourbon, man.
That's good. Where'd you meet this guy?
He is actually a Colorado native, but it didn't matter where we went. There were people that had to travel.
Sure.
We have people scattered all over the country, and then actually his sister lives in England. So, it didn't matter where we went.
I will say this. It's kind of funny. We hear about destination weddings all the time. We rarely hear of destination weddings to Kentucky, but I got to say, I kind of like it.
Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Well, congrats, Emily.
I mean, I was raised in Louisville. I was raised in the city, quote unquote. So I'm not, I have all of my teeth. I wear shoes every day.
You know what?
I have teeth and I wear shoes. That's the line of the day, Emily.
You're the best.
Well,
congratulations from your boys in the morning. We're very happy for you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Have a great weekend to yourself.
Meeting you. See you later.
Oh, we have the greatest listeners the world. That's fun. Big old Kentucky wedding. Hello, Sarah. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. You're all
bubbly.
It's
a great morning.
It's Friday.
Yeah. High five. Wait, what's on your mind? What's going on?
I had the weirdest dream about you guys. So I don't usually get to listen to you guys in the morning. I have to listen to you on my podcast while I'm walking my dog. And so I have a feeling it's because I listened to you and then I went to bed and that's why I had a dream. It's nothing weird or stalkery or anything. But this dream, I won a contest and it was to hang out with you guys. And Jeremy didn't want anything to do with it. And he's like flitting around, not doing anything. So Dom was like, okay, Sarah, come on, let's go for a walk, and you can ask me any question you want. So I was like, all right, cool.
So you guys went
Did I sound like that when I was talking? Is that how I sound?
God, I hope so. Let's go on a walk. He turned into Mickey Mouse.
And you're walking around with, like, some sort of disc jockey thing that you've got, like, strapped to your stomach. I don't know, like some kind of accordion type thing. But every time I'd ask you a question, you'd give me the silent finger because then you had to answer another phone call or talk on your radio because I was apparently you were also doing a live show. And so every time I got to talk to you, apparently the music was over and you're like, hold on. And then you'd go talk on the radio and then you'd come back and I'd try to answer the question and you'd be like, hold on. And I'm like, well, this sucks. You guys are talking.
Jeremy bailed and Dom keeps saying, shut up.
Jeremy, yeah, you're just flitting around, la, la, la. And you're like, you'd come check in every once in a while and then you'd run off again.
Yeah, scamper off. That's hilarious. Slightly realistic.
What a great dream.
Very weird.
That's good. Well, do you have go ahead.
Part of me wants to come now and meet up with you somewhere and go for a walk and give you my undivided attention.
But still carry around an accordion.
There you go. Yeah, you need that. You need that accordion disc jockey radio something or
I wonder
other.
What that is?
I don't know what
we
it
have.
Is,
nothing
but I
strapped
like it.
To us right now.
Well, and you know, it was it was like a turntable type thing strapped to you via suspenders. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Great. He's like a walking, you know,
oh my
like
God,
DJ
that's
at the
so
club.
Fun.
Do you have any like real life questions for us?
Dom, when's your next book coming out? Because I'm a huge fan.
You're the sweetest. it's the next one will be an Eric Swan spy novel, and it should be early to mid-September at the latest.
Okay.
The editor is finishing up on it now.
Oh, look at that.
I've read all your Eric Swans, and I'm in a bunch of book clubs on Facebook, and whenever they want, like, a new book series to read, I always recommend your books, and I'm like, you have to read these.
That's fantastic.
Because Eric Swan's awesome. And then my other question, have you ever considered putting Eric Swan in a woman's body?
Okay, I'll give you a – see, that's a little bit of a spoiler for people. We'd have to explain – we'd have to explain what that means, but – no, and he addresses that in the series of why he can't inhabit a woman's body, but instead, that's why I created the character named Parnell, who is a woman and does the same type of stuff.
Yes, okay,
and there's
there's
the idea is that Parnell will get her own series.
Oh,
you like that?
Awesome. Yes, that's exciting.
Okay. You're the sweetest. Swan number 5 will be out in September, and if I get my way,
awesome.
Swan number 6 will be out before the end of the year. So you'll have
before
January 1st,
man.
Okay?
I'm excited. I have something to look forward to. All right.
You made my whole week. Thank you so much for that call.
They're so interesting, and so it's just different. It's a completely different concept.
Is this a friend of Dom's that's calling in to...
I don't know, but I love
her. Do you know
her? I'm going to pay her some money, I'll tell you that.
Do you know Dom outside
that's
the station?
I don't know, but she's dreaming about us. That's good enough for me.
Oh, my God. And I hesitate to tell you because I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm some kind of weird stalker or something, but I'm really not.
Well, we do.
Well, you're right.
We do, but we love that.
No, I don't want to be thought like, no. I don't want to be some sort
She's
of
going to be showing up now.
Oh, you're the best, Sarah. We've got to run, but thank you so much, and thank you for the kind words about the books. I appreciate you.
Happy weekend to you guys.
Bye, Sarah.
You as well.
Oh, my
That's
gosh,
terrific.
She's got energy. That's crazy.
We're way over time, and we still have to fit in two more calls.
Boy,
Julie and Alexei. Is it Alexei? I don't know. We'll find out. Here's Julie first. Hi, Julie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Julie.
Great. So glad you called for No Filter Friday. What is on your mind?
Well, I got the tail end of the nickname conversation earlier this week. And I've always thought that I have the perfect nickname for Josh. He's a collector of shoes.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
his grandmother was somewhat of a sort of a fairy godmother, fairy grandmother. So I think his nickname should be Cinderfella.
Cinderfella?
Does that fit?
That might just stick.
Oh my God.
Might work.
Was that a movie? Was there a movie called
I feel like there was. That sounds really familiar.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up real fast. Cinderfella.
It sounds like a dating site or something.
It was a Jerry Lewis movie in 1960. I think we're safe.
Yeah.
I think we're safe.
Good.
I'm
looking it up.
Yeah. Doesn't have a lot on the Rotten Tomatoes. Not the greatest score.
I like it. I like it, Julie. Do you have a nickname?
Do I?
Yeah.
No. Not really? No.
No. Okay.
As a kid, you know, my baby brother couldn't say my name, Julie, so he called me Duty. So, yeah.
Well, that one is going to stick now, too.
I can see how that could stick.
Thanks, Duty.
Oh, Julie, you've made our day. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling, okay?
I'm glad I could make you laugh because I sure do appreciate all the giggles in the morning on the way to work.
You're the best.
Oh, I love that.
Big hugs to you.
Bye,
Duty. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. We are definitely, listen, if we say we're going to put you on, we're going to put you on even if we run late. Here, is it Alexei? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Alexei. All right.
Well, so glad you called.
So I'm on.
You're on.
You better watch your language.
What up, dudes? How's it going?
Good. You're all fired up. What are you doing this weekend?
This morning? What's going on?
Well, I mean, y'all like to say No Filter Friday.
Yeah, watch what you're saying. I don't trust this already.
Yeah.
Watch your language.
Careful, Alexei.
Call it Frisky Friday.
Yeah.
Frisky Friday?
Yeah.
Frisky Friday and or Whiskey Friday.
Whiskey and Frisky.
I got news for you.
Frisky Friday.
Let me teach you a little something. First of all, you don't sound like you're that old. How old are you?
Oh, I'm only 21, bro.
21.
So let me school you on a little something that you'll learn as you get older. If it's too much of Whiskey Friday, there will be no Frisky Friday.
This is true. This is very true.
Do you got somebody to get frisky with?
No, I do not.
Well, sad Friday for you.
Oh, it's going to be a happy Friday. You probably already know what's going on, but you know what's happening this weekend?
I'm afraid to ask.
I'm very nervous, Jeremy. I don't know
if this should continue.
National Tequila Day.
Okay.
Yeah, National Tequila Day is this weekend.
You might have a problem, buddy.
Yeah, you're only 21. Maybe. You need to back off that stuff a little bit, buddy. What are you doing with your life?
Have a green shake or something.
What are you doing with your life?
Oh, well, I'm a plumber, so I'm doing all right. But, you know, every now and then, you know when S hits the fan, it quite literally hits the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the bar after that.
Are you a good plumber?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would trust you doing my plumbing.
You're only 21.
You sound like you're drunk while you're working, too.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, that's just how I always am.
You're just this bubbly.
Where are you from originally, Alexei?
Russia.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, Alexei, it's from Russia.
Sure.
It does sound
Is that where you lived or just the origin of your name?
Oh, that's just the origin of my name. I live in Longmont.
Okay, that's what I thought. You're not from Russia. You're from Longmont. Okay.
I was born in Russia, though.
Okay.
Oh, fair enough.
All right.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Have a nice weekend.
And
yeah, you made us laugh, and we appreciate you. And I'm going to play a little tequila song for you here in 1 second. Are you ready for that?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Listen, thank you for calling. Thank you for being on the show with your boys. Here you go.
Tequila, tequila, tequila makes my clothes warm. Everybody, tequila, tequila, tequila makes my clothes
stupid. That song is stupid.
I was really worried about that last one.
No kidding. I was like, there goes our station's license.
And my finger was hovering over the dump button.
Courtesy just of waiting. The happy Russian on
just
our show.
Just waiting.
Man, oh, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Can I just put a big check mark next to No Filter Friday and say this was a hit today?
Great people again. Thank you.
Boom.
It was all you.
You always make us laugh. Thank you for entertaining us.